Sand from the mines is sent to other parts of the country where it's used in the controversial practice of hydrofracturing. That's when pressurized water is sent underground to release natural gas and oil. The DNR's Tom Wolitz says there are now about 60 frac sand mines in Wisconsin.
They go everything from somebody in the back 40 with a backhoe and a couple dump trucks hauling to a rail siding trying to make a buck. So some are as big as 1,200 acres, and that's 2 square miles.
Wolitz also says there are more than 40 sand processing sites. Most of the processors and mines are in western Wisconsin, where citizen groups have been raising concerns about water pollution and sand blowing around. DNR board member Preston Cole says he's been getting phone calls from people in Chippewa County.
Their concern, of course, was the crystalline silica and its harmful effects if inhaled.
DNR board chairman Dave Clausen is also concerned about the sand mines and processing plants possibly polluting ground and surface waters. But after hearing reassurances yesterday from DNR staff, Clausen says he thinks protections are in place.
My position is that we have to make sure that the environmental regulations that we have are properly being enforced. And the answers I got indicate that that is the situation right now.
Clausen says the DNR is adding more staff to monitor air pollution near the mines. But he says the DNR board will tour at least one of the mines this summer. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.